My wife was telling me this morning.
Over there to the neighbors.
Said that a snake shedded over there. And it was white.
Oh.
White looking. The skin. So the only snakes that we're seeing on here that I know of is a black snake. My wife scared to death. I'm gonna say, you ain't gonna be scared of them. They run faster than you. But they tell me never kill one because they kill a rabbit. The black snake. But once in a while, a little months, before we see one. And we'll see one running around.
When you were talking about when you were a young man, did you used to use a straight razor to shave? You know what a straight razor to shave with?
No. I used that once in my life, a straight razor. And the only reason I used that, the first time I think it was in 23, I went to American Shore Light, which I told you is 18 miles east of Key West. And I was there 11 weeks. And I had a bed. It was 11 weeks old, like in 2 days. But sometime later, I went back up there again. And when I went down, I was carrying my razor. So we found out that the superintendent was coming up for an inspection. So I said to the keeper, a man named I said, you think I should shave? He said, yeah. I borrowed his straight razor, never used one knife. And believe me when I tell you, mister, I didn't cut myself. But that's the only time in my life I ever used one.
What did they use to sharpen those things with?
On razor strop.
You know when you
have... You seen them in the barbershop? Well, that's where they sharpen them. Then some people have stone that they use as well.
What they call that, stone they use that for knives too?
Yeah, you sharpen a knife with it. Yeah.
What do they call that stone?
That's the only thing I know, a stone. You sharpen your knives or razors.
What about something big like an axe? What would you sharpen that with?
You know, an axe, it all depends. Now, some people would use a file, but they claim it's bad. And then they'd have a stone that they'd rub over it. Take the stone, you know, in your hand,
yes,
and rub over it. And a file. And then they'd have what they call a grindstone, you work by hand. Now you're electric.
What about grindstone, things like that? Did you ever see say when people want to carry something heavy like a load of bricks, they might put it in a thing, have one wheel in front and two handles.
Wheelbar.
Do you ever hear them call that anything different?
No. Well, I'm a hound, I never one of them.
Let's see. What about, y'all have a well? How'd you get your water when you were coming up?
Listen.
What would you call a thing you might carry some water in, say?
Water bucket.
The difference between a pail and a bucket, what, they're made out of the same?
Yeah. Some of them made of wood, some of them made of metal.
Which ones would be made of wood, the bucket or the pail?
That's a bucket. You call it a bucket.
It's made out of metal, it'd be a pail?
No, you call that a bucket too. A pail. No, for life I'm not going to tell you now. What particular thing was called a pail. Now that's what we had now in Key West. This family that we lived by for many years were Cubans. They had a well in the yard. But most of the water used in Key West was from cisterns. What time is it, young man?
What's that? I think about 10:20. It's about 10:30.
Well, I'm sorry. Just, as I told you, about 11:30 anyhow. I don't want to rush you, but...
You mentioned barrel. Is a...
Then we had what we call a water barrel. It had that in the corner of the house.
What would you call a thing that you turn on and get the water out of it?
Spirit.
Would you call it, because in the house you still call that spigot?
In the house. Unless you had money. All we had was a handful. Up over the sink. Then you had your pipe run